Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dean Stream. Today, we're going to be doing our super streamer origin story with the amazing Gah! At least that's how I would say it. Today, we're being joined by the super awesome Gah. We're going to be getting to know a little bit about his... I love it. We're going to be getting to know a little bit more, about how he got into Twitch, what he feels his niche is, and he's going to give us a little bit of advice for any aspiring streamers who want to do something similar as well. So guys, without further ado, we're being joined here by Sir Gah, or Rob, as you might call him. How you doing today?
I wasn't expecting that. That came out of nowhere. I just saw myself on the screen that we're sharing, and I'm like, oh God, it's live time. Here we go. Oh, my Lord. What's up? How you guys doing? How you doing today, man?
I am excellent. How are you today?
Yes. I am fantastic. I got off work. I'm here. I'm having a good time. I'm ready.
I want to say we both got off work similarly, at a very similar time.
I think we're both CST.
Yes, we are Central Time.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. I had just gotten off, and then I was like doing a little bit of cooking, and then I ran in here and got everything like ready to go. I've had my computer on all morning though to make sure like nothing, you know, nothing goes wrong.
Nothing breaks down. Yeah, it's streaming though. That's how it goes. Everything breaks. It doesn't matter what. You can check everything and it just will stop working halfway through.
Oh yeah, well, starting your computer and then I have the worst time operating immediately after startup, as opposed to giving it like a good hour to kind of turn everything on.
Yeah.
Aqua Topaz, welcome to the Dean Stream. How's it going? The tech gremlins always are an issue. Yes. Yes. I 100% agree with that.
Absolutely.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Aqua.
So, okay. I like to ask people whenever they drop in, the first questions we like to kind of get into, like, let's talk about the super streamer origin story. How did you get into Twitch? How long ago has it been? Like, what got you into it? Becca Bear 101.
Hello.
Bear, I'm gonna call you Bear. How are you doing?
Bex.
So
me. Yes. You want to know about me? That's what we're doing right now. Okay. So I have been streaming since, what year are we in right here? I think I've been streaming since like 2017. It's been about 2 years since I've been on Twitch, 1 year since I've been affiliate, a whole nother year before. And I just started streaming with my friends a long like time ago. I think we started off just randomly. We started off because one night we were just sitting there playing games with each other, getting really, really drunk. Don't drink, it's bad. But
don't know.
Yeah, I know, right? It's coming from me.
Drink responsibly.
My chat would know. Yes, drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, so we do a thing where we used to get drunk every Friday night and play games, like every night, and we'd just get shit faced drunk, just me and my friends, and we'd play games like that. But about like 2 years ago, we started it. So I started playing games with my friends. It was me and two other guys who I've known for a long, long, long time. And we would sit there and we would give really, really shitty commentary to my friend who was not very good at games, but really liked to get drunk. And we would talk in the background and he would stream. And it started to progress more and more and more into it just being more of a solo thing. So I started streaming on my own after that point and hanging out with my other friend who used to do it with us. And he would drink and then he would give commentary. And then it just progressed more and more into a solo thing. They stopped caring about it. I started caring about it more. Yeah, we got into like weird things about it. But I've been streaming for about 2 years. And about 2 years back, we started playing games. And we started to do things like Binding of Isaac and playing like Call of Duty Zombies and stuff. And just doing it live on stream and just talking to random people. And I was real shitty at it. Like, I was not a good streamer. Back then we went by the name Ramrod, which is even worse than Ga. And it's not good.
You won't forget it.
No, absolutely not. I did a throwback stream because I have those VODs saved. Like you were saying before, we used to save things religiously. Like I have those old VODs saved and they were crappy. But I would sit there and people would like talk in chat and I would just stare at the screen and play the games and I wouldn't talk to anybody. Yeah, you're pulling stuff up on screen, man.
Whoops.
Doing it.
Sorry.
And then about a year ago, we decided that I wanted to take the route more art. So back when Twitch Creative was a thing, I bought a Cintiq tablet, which is my my method of choice now at this point, and I started streaming solely art. And since then, we've grown tenfold, probably, like a crazy amount since we started doing that and just putting art out online and just getting people in and talking about it and just chilling out with me, which is amazing because it's nice to be away from toxicity of game channels. I don't know if you've been there, but some game channels are really toxic. We don't get trolls in art. It's actually surprising.
That is interesting. I've never thought about that before. I've only done like a few, like just like I'm making an emote today, guys. And then like, you know, but I've never thought about like, are there trolls? We are the trolls in art.
it's true, but art is super sweet. The art community is like super supportive. Like no matter who you meet in there, they're going to like talk you up and hype you up. I've been rated by like large people, small people, and just everybody's just so kind. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Becca, you control me? No, you can't. You never control me.
You can't be trolled.
Can't be trolled. I'm untrollable.
You're untrollable.
Untrollable.
I get trolled constantly. I get the names.
Yeah.
My favorite was Therapist Brad. Oh. That one took me a little while. And I was like, oh. I had someone come in and spoil the end of Endgame in the middle of one of these interviews, actually.
Oh.
And I'd seen it, but it was not really fan.
Oh.
My sister from, she lives in North Korea currently, is dropping in. She says hi. So, that's HD Ho back there. She sees the weird pervert trolling from time to time pop up. She always happens to be there too. And she's the most offended. She's like, what?
Yeah.
What happened? And I'm like,
what are you saying?
Oh, South Korea. Sorry, sis. South
Korea. South? Oh yeah, you don't want to be in North Korea.
No, she's not in North Korea.
You don't want to be in North Korea. It's not for you. Becca, I love you 3000.
It's not for Americans. It's not for Americans.
I'm getting fraud called as I'm doing this. Stop fraud calling me.
Mighty Jokers. Well, hey, welcome to the Deem stream. Thank you for joining Team Deem in the Deem stream.
Doug Dimmadone of the Dinsdale Dimmadones.
Yeah, that's right. So where does Gah come from? How did you settle on the name Gah? Do you have fun with it? You gotta have fun with that, right?
I don't have any fun with the name. I don't say it any different. I don't say it like everybody else says. I legit just say Gah. And at this point I'm just like, call me Rob.
Hey guys, I'm Gah.
hey guys, I'm Gah. Welcome to the stream. My name's Rob. I'm here to hang out with you.
Welcome to Gah.
Yeah. It's I get more pleasure from other people saying my name because no matter where I go and whoever's chat it is or whatever we're doing, somebody will yell it or call it out or say it in just like a really, really weird voice.
Yeah, I was thinking that's got to be the best.
Pleasure. And people will call it out of chat. They'll pick it out. It's one of those names which is easily recognizable. Nobody else has this fucking name. It doesn't matter. This is who I am at this point.
People hate my name. They hate my. I pop in. They're like, "You need to change that." And I'm like,
"The Deem
but
stream."
It's my name already. Well, because they read Deem and they're like,
"Deem."
I'm like, "Just call me Jay."
Just call me Jay. He's made up his mind. He's like, "Just call him Jay, guys." That's all he cares about.
One guy goes, "No." I was like, "Okay."
I'm calling you Deem.
Well, he's like, I'm never going to remember that. Sorry. And I was like, oh, it's fine. No, it's
Jay. Whatever. Jay's like a super simple name.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, this is just kind of my podcasting Twitch page. So, you know.
That's where I come to hang out and have fun. Becca, you're saying MSM, but it stems from AOL. AOL Instant Messenger back in the day. So it was seventh grade for me, and I'm 27 now, which means that I was roughly 13.
I did not AOL once. I MSN.
No! You did not AOL? I had sections. I labeled them off where we had cool kids, and then we had my friends.
Oh,
and the cool kids were the people that I wanted to talk to but never got the privilege to talk to because, you know, I wasn't very popular.
Yeah, you know.
Funny how times change, girls in seventh grade.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I bet you're dreaming about that Twitch streamer money.
You didn't even know this was a thing back then. Oh, yeah, the good old AOL Instant Messenger days, and basically it stems from in seventh grade, maybe it was eighth grade. I might have been 14 or 13. Regardless, I was around that age. I think it was eighth grade because I was friends with a guy named Wes. And before this, even before all of this, I went by the AOL Instant Messenger name of Evil Dwarf 33, which is super lame now that I look back on it. And I don't know why I did that, but I was friends with this guy named Wes. And how it went down is one day I woke up and he's like, I got a new screen name. And his screen name was the stupidest thing that I think I'd ever seen in my life. And essentially what it was is it was Scream. But it was SSCCRREEAAMM. And I'm like, this is the stupidest name that I have ever seen. How can I make fun of Wes? And I came up with the name Ga, because it's another just random noise you make when you're doing stupid shit. So I'm like, Ga! And that's what I'm going to call it. And it was 2 G's, 2 A's, 5 H's. And it started off being a joke. And it slowly came to the fact that I realized that, you know what, if I'm going to sign up for shit online, like, this name is never taken. Nobody has Ga. If anybody has Ga, it's me. I have Ga. It's never taken. I don't have to add numbers at the end of it. It's easily recognizable. And I was like, holy fuck, this is me. And I have been Ga on everything ever since eighth grade. And I'm impressed by it. Brilliant. It's grown.
Brilliant branding. I mean, it's fun to say.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, so the first thing I ever saw from you, I'm on Twitter, like anyone, and all of a sudden I see you speed arting, and I'm like, holy shit. And then I'm like, okay, what's this guy's name? It must be complicated. I'm like, God. And I was like, not complicated. God. I will never forget this man's name.
Super easy.
Boom.
Really recognizable. Why is my origin name Ga64? Because I have the original account Ga, and I do not know what email I put it under, what password is under, and I cannot recover the account, and that is why I'm Ga64.
Yeah, okay, so I saw an advertisement the other day for something that I think I might actually want to invest in. It is a thing, you pay like a monthly subscription, and what it does is it saves all of your passwords ever. And then you just use one password to log into that thing. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, that's, you know what? It might be worth it. I understand it. You should be protected and you should be smart about your email shit, but that also should be my goddamn option. If I want to come up with a complicated ass password, that's fine. But if I want to make my password super hackable, just please let me. Just please.
All right. It's no different than Google, you know, telling me what my password should be when I sign up for something.
Yeah.
It's just everybody fucking knows.
But Google gives you
someone
the option.
Someone will find it. Yeah, Google gives you the option, but someone can still find that. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Get on any other thing, though, and they're like, no, you need a capital letter and an exclamation mark and four numbers. And I'm like,
I need four special characters out of you or else it isn't going to work.
Yeah, I'm like, just let me have a hackable email, please.
Well, I've seen that password. You're somewhere else. You can't use it for the next 7 months. Ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous.
Apple has it on your keychain. Yeah, Apple does have a keychain. But I don't have a Mac. So
yeah.
I'm super sad.
I don't. Well, I'm okay with not having it. I think as an artist, though, you should have a Mac, right?
No. I've heard it's good. I mean, I have an iPad. Same concept. It's just, you know, whatever.
I've heard good stuff.
As an artist and as a video game player, sometimes, you know, you have to be like, I like video games more than I like art.
Yeah, as a gamer and as a streamer, I enjoy like Microsoft more than Apple.
Yeah, I never switched to Apple for that. I enjoy what I'm doing with this and I don't want to change it.
Yeah.
I'm already ready to go.
My sister is an Apple head. She's got an Apple computer at home and she prefers it. She can afford that, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I can't. Like, I'm lucky enough. Actually, she sent me the PC that I'm using right now. It was her husband's old PC, which is still 9,000 times beefier than the PC that I have. So huge shout out to HD Hoback for being, I guess I would call her a producer on this channel.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very nice. But But yeah, she's more of a Mac. I'm far, far away from that. My boss and I constantly argue over like Android versus Apple, and I'm like, I'll take my Android.
Yeah, I posted something on Twitter once, and some guy was like, he screenshotted my response, and then he saw that it said Twitter for Android, and he like took a picture of that, and then he commented in my thread, and he was like, yikes. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me?
That's so much energy.
What does it matter what I use Twitter on? Yeah. So I, of course, screenshotted it back on his that said iPhone and said, yikes. I mean, I had to. It's the only way. You fight fire with fire. What is he doing? Why? What does it matter?
That's the most energy I've ever heard put into something that ridiculous. Like, why?
And then he followed me, though, so it was okay. I was instantly relieved. I was like, all right, man, if you're going to... And he comments on my shit now, so it's whatever.
And then you just become best friends.
iPhone users. Yeah, right? Now we're going to the mall together. You know, we're hanging out on the weekends. Buying popcorn.
Just buy popcorn. Yeah, gonna go see whatever. Avengers together, you know?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Oh, rip Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Here's the deal, though. No one knows if that's true or not. Like, they spoke too soon. They're like, the first deal didn't go through, and they were like, it's all falling apart. And it's like, no, calm down.
If there's anything that I trust Sony for, it's to fuck everything
up. Oh, well, yes. I mean, they pumped out... They had a deal where another company made movies for them. Like, literally, Disney made those fucking movies for them.
And they were magnificent.
And they were so good. And then they were like, Disney was like, can we have, like, some of that money? And Sony was like, no! Get out of here!
Yeah, I know. They're doing so well with Marvel, but you know they're fucking up Star Wars.
Yeah, well, we'll see the next. Give the next Star Wars. I think they just put the wrong person into, like, Rian Johnson, I think was his name, Rian Johnson or whatever. He, like, that guy, I don't know what was up his ass when he was making that movie, but he was pissed about something. For sure,
he's an angsty little guy.
Yeah, because
got problems.
Yeah, because that whole movie was like, "Fuck you" to The Force Awakens. The entire Last Jedi. And so this next movie is put in other people's hands. I think they'll be fine.
Like, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I mean, I've got my fingers crossed.
Because to be fair, they've made two Star Wars movies. Okay, technically four if you want to count Solo and Rogue One. So they made about four Star Wars movies. They made 20 like Marvel movies.
Like, yeah, but they're kicking ass. All of them were just bangers.
After how many? They've done good. You know,
all right.
They've done good, but then until Ragnarok, even it took a while, like, really get the rhythm, like, to be like, yeah, hey, let's do weird shit.
They decided they wanted to be funny, but I mean, like, Captain America, like, the first Avenger was awesome. The first Thor wasn't bad. I mean, the first Thor was pretty cool.
I won't knock the Thor movies like everyone else does.
The first two Thors were good. They just weren't as good as Ragnarok, and that's
Ragnarok was amazing. Okay,
where it comes in. Yeah, Ragnarok was so good.
So I guess, okay, we have to give it props to Guardians of the Galaxy, and then you got to give props to the Captain America movies, because both of those are, well, I really have a lot of appreciation for Winter Soldier. And then 3 was, I mean, it was good, but I mean, it was like basically the next Avengers movie, so, you know.
Yeah.
So give them props there. But they made like 20 movies. How many of them turned out good, and how many of them turned out okay? And now they're finally hitting this rhythm where it's like, okay, everything they're pumping out seems to be a really good job. They've had a lot of practice. Star Wars, I think they're going to need some time. I think they need time and practice. Okay.
I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I just think, like Becca says, it's going to suck.
I don't know.
She-Hulk.
There's a She-Hulk coming out on the Disney Plus show service.
There's weird things coming out on the Disney Plus show service.
But it's
gonna be awesome.
Yeah, they've learned their lessons from Netflix, and yeah. I think they're gonna come out strong. Like, they're gonna come out swinging. Hub Gaming 12, welcome to Team Deem on the Deem Stream. Thank you for joining us. So that was really fun. I really enjoy shooting the shit with you so far. Thank you so much for dropping in, Gah. This has been a blast already. So I like to ask people also, like, what we've talked a little bit about art. what do you feel your niche is? Like, if you were to describe yourself, like, what your stream's about.
Now, I was talking to Becca the other day, and we decided that, you know, as an art streamer, like, if you go into any art streams or anything like that, everybody's, like, super quiet, like, super, like, you'll be able to concentrate and just focus out on art, but I think I'm more loud, which is weird to say. Right now, I'm super quiet, which is totally different for me. I'm a loud guy, and I bring a lot of energy into what I do every day, and even as doing art, which is something where you focus and concentrate on, I am, like, pushing way past that barrier, guys. We're bringing art mainstream. Let's do it. Creative's dead. Bring back art. And I swear a lot.
That's fine.
And I talk about dicks a lot.
That's fine as well. If you know, dicks exist. I don't care what anybody says. They exist. They're real.
They come in all shapes and sizes, all forms, all fluidity.
Yep. Yep.
And they're ugly as shit.
I was, you know, my little, like, fun bit that I always talk to friends about is, like, sometimes you just look down and you're like, I don't fucking get it.
Like, you ever just woken up, stare at yourself and be like, why are you like that?
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody likes you, but I appreciate that someone does.
Like, you're gross.
What the fuck? I wouldn't say gross. If I look down and be like, you're gross, I'd be like, oh, man.
I say that every day to myself, man.
Oh, you're gross. Oh, no.
I hate you.
Have a good cry and insult your penis.
Yeah,
all day.
Right. I hide it. I'm trying not to look at it. I don't want you to look back. The problem.
Well, that's why you should wear pants when you stream. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I don't wear pants when we stream. That's the best part about streaming. You don't have to wear pants. Nobody can see you unless you stand up.
Oh, man. I don't think this leather chair would work so well on my butt.
Assless chaps. The way to do it, man. It's the way of the future. They're breezy yet comfortable. They don't have to be leather either. Just cut some holes in sweatpants. You're good to go.
The way, like, how hot these rooms get, like, say you sit down in those chairs, like, that, like, just a standard computer chair, not a nice cloth one. Yeah. But, like, I got one of those pleather ones, you know. You stand up, that's going to rip right off. It's going to be like a Band-Aid. I'm wearing pants. I don't even care.
Each their own. I keep my room a chill 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, there you go. I can't.
Not cold. It's really hot.
Oh, Celsius. Okay. Yeah. We're tailing. I'm straight. I'm just a complete, like, one-minded American, unfortunately. And I can't think in Celsius. I constantly look at friends and go, is that hot? They're like, yes.
It's so hot. It's so hot. It's not cold at all.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know what the translation is to Fahrenheit, but it's not good. It's very hot, very sweaty, very sticky, moist.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. See, this is a perfect description. I am the most hyper art streamer, and I produce amazingness.
Oh, my God.
That's how I should describe myself. That sounds way better than everything that I just said. Just so you know, I'm awesome. That's what sets me apart.
You know what?
Fuck.
Jesus. Talking to one of someone that I've interviewed before, Flaming Monocle. He described himself as like a villain, and I'm like, well, okay, so what makes you villainous? And he's like, I just try to be like the most arrogant type of person. Gosh, like,
he's just a D-bag on stream,
and he's just like, I'm awesome, why wouldn't you love me? And that's how he promotes himself, and it catches. Like, I'm just amazing, of course. I'm amazing.
You just tell people not to sub, and then they you're just an asshole. That's how it is, guys. Don't follow Jay. Don't follow him live right now.
Don't hit that follow button.
Yeah, fuck it.
I do it.
Yeah, you gotta get in there. You gotta get there real close. Do it, you won't.
I dare you. Super easy. Feel free to hit that follow if you want.
Yeah, just to mention, should follow.
More importantly, if you're here, follow Ga. Go to Ga. Two G's, two A's, five H's.
I warn you, I don't know when I stream, but it will happen. I'm like a pop-up show. Yeah, I come when I please.
Okay, No, Becca, that's too many G's, too many A's, and too many H's. I like your enthusiasm, but you'll never find him Googling that. Maybe actually you might, actually. I don't know. I'm highly interested now.
Someone will pop up, I'm sure.
Oh, shit.
It might not be me.
There'll be another.
I would use my real name, but like some old guy that writes books has it. It's just not fair.
On Twitch?
No, is that on like the internet.
Oh, on the internet. I was thinking there's some old guy streaming himself writing books on Twitch, and his name is just
Rob. I so watch that. I would sub. If that guy had my name, I would sub. I wonder if there's an actual me on Twitch that uses my name.
Look up your name on Twitch.
Oh no, it's not a channel, guys. I can have it.
You could be Rob. George
Martin. I can be Rob, and I can be my last name.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. Changing your name in 2 days.
Nobody knows who I am. It doesn't matter.
Don't change your name. I have a friend who highly regrets. She changed her name like a little while ago. She was like, I'm committing to a new brand. And then like immediately was like, that's a mistake. And now she's counting down the days going back to her old name.
Good luck. That's rough.
Oh, yeah. Sounds a bit long there. Oh, nice.
Would you guys still search for me? You guys already follow. You don't even have to search for me. You already follow me. You're just going to end up in my channel one day.
Who are you? Oh, you're
never rebrand. Never rebrand.
I changed from Deem JD because for some reason when I was creating my username, I wanted to be super professional. And I created Deem JD. And I was like, okay, I'm going to switch it back to JDeem. And I switched it to JDeem and people popped in and are like, who are you? Like I saw you on my follow list and I'm like,
it's not even that hard.
I'm like, Deem, like that's the most unique fucking name.
Same name. It's just reversed.
Yeah. It's just a little switch. They're like, oh, okay. I remember you now. And I'm like, you watched me last week.
What? You were just here.
What happened?
I changed it while you were in chat.
It's like, who am I?
The thing is you have to change your name when people have no idea who you are. And it doesn't matter what you do. Whenever you do it, you can be whoever you want. Then once you get followers, they're like, who are you again?
I should just
the old guy.
I should commit to changing my name once every 5 like days. Well, okay, once every 60, because you can only do it every 60, I think. You should every 60 days change your name and just have them be like, oh, hey, Ask Kento, how you doing?
Yeah.
Welcome in. How's it going?
He's here. Or she.
Change
it to Ga with 6 H's? And, oh my God, 3 G's? No, that's way too
three
much.
3 G's, 6 H's.
I want 2 G. I want to go back in the time.
We could have an epic, they're telling you to change it to Ga or me? Because I was like, I don't know.
Maybe you. If you want to change your name to Ga, I'll rap battle you. I mean, I don't rap or anything like that, but I'll rap battle you if that's what it comes to, if you change your name.
We could create like a beef, like an online beef.
We'll go to the Twitterverse.
Yeah. Throw down with the gauze.
I'll twat hard at you, my rap bars.
Don't twix my twiddle too bad.
I'm gonna twix the shit out of your twiddle.
Oh God. I want Jay too. Twitter drama hype. I dig it.
Oh, there's already too much Twitter drama, Aqua. We don't need any more Twitter drama. Streamer Twitter is like the most drama filled Twitter ever to exist in the world. I swear it.
I'm actually really happy things have kind of settled down. Like, it feels like it's settled down a little bit.
Oh, for right now.
Yeah, there was a lot of negativity like a couple weeks back. I was like, oh my God. Like,
people keep slandering people. It's Twitter's fault. Yeah. Everybody's like, cancel this person. There. Cancel this person.
Yeah, cancel. The cancel culture is strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's when I get real quiet. I just kind of hide. I'm like, no, I want nothing to do with this.
Like, getting off streamer Twitter for a while. It's getting violent again.
People are getting really divisive.
Another person throwing a cat.
If you feel that it's okay that this person threw a cat, unfollow me.
Yeah.
If something pisses you off, that's fine. But telling people to unfollow you.
Unfollow me.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a fan. I get it. I get being upset, and I think people should be upset, but I don't think you should start dividing yourselves.
Well, the cat thing pissed me off.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah. Fuck that girl. Just kidding. No, not really. Twitter drama.
Twitter drama. Okay, going to unfollow you right now. Oh, Aqua.
You're losing followers from this interview. I've got you. Don't worry. Guys, can we get some more unfollows coming over here for Jay?
Give me all the unfollows. Do it. I did.
We just told people to follow, and now we're telling them to unfollow.
This is the most rebellious podcast.
Yeah.
Hour there could ever possibly be. Oh, well. Oh, well. No, I don't know. I just try to get onto Twitter to have a better time. I never thought I would see it as divide, because like you get on Facebook and like all your family and friends are on Facebook and everyone is in like this political frenzy, at least for me on Facebook. Like everyone I know is like, is just very divide. Like and everyone wants to share their own political shit on Facebook. I was like, I just don't fucking care anymore. And then I get on Twitter and people are like, look, watch me speed art these beautiful pictures. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Thank you for brightening my day.
Like, me.
Yeah, that's you.
I do that.
You seriously, you do. You brighten my day. Every time I see you speed art something, and it's always this, like, the cool thing about your art is like, it's always something like incredibly colorful and just.
I like the vibrant.
It pops. Yeah, it just pops. And it's every time I see it. What's that?
It's got to stand out on the timeline. If it gets thrown with the rest of the crap, then what's the point?
It's so beautiful, though. Like, it is, it oh my gosh, every time. And it just looks cool, and it reminds me.
Thanks, Matt.
I don't know. It reminds, okay, if I were to get descriptive, maybe like a tag in a Tony Hawk game or something like that. Like, it just, it was fucking rad. It's just rad.
Yeah. Some rad. No, I like that word.
You had a really cool thing you did, too, where, like, people, like, you had people draw. Like, you're like, hey, draw these things and I'll spruce it up. And I want to see. And you had like an incredible response, didn't you?
I get a few.
Yeah.
two or three. I do okay for myself. But yeah, no, that was a cool thread. I like that one. It was cool seeing what people came up with. And because normally I'm just like sitting on my couch and I'm like, what am I going to draw today? And I just put the pen down and see what comes out. But like when I have direction, it's a lot easier to do it. So people drawing like submitting ideas was super cool. It was super cool to see what people came up with and what they had in their heads. And it was cool to be able to recreate that. And people enjoyed what I recreated. So it was a nice experience. I want to do more of it, but I got to get, you know, more popular.
Okay. So let's talk about that. What was your response from that? Like,
for what?
Whenever you did the, give me like a doodle and then we'll see. J-Rec, welcome. Welcome to the Deem stream. How's it going?
Hey,
so you guys know, if you guys have any questions for God, drop it in the thing. We'll definitely be answering it. This is for all of us to get to know God better.
Yeah. So, what do you mean by response? So I can help you answer this
On Twitter. So you did the picture, you did the thing. Yeah. Like, give me a doodle, give me a picture, and then I'll spruce it up. Didn't you have like a pretty strong response? Like, how big was that?
Huge.
I feel like the next day you were like, oh shit, this is more than I expected.
I think I had 7 off the bat. I think we're like 16.
Oh, seriously? Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm blowing it up like huge, like you had hundreds.
You're blowing it up huge.
I'm getting so excited. Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited still, regardless. It's not gigantic, but it's enough. It's enough to get by for a bit. And then I'll do it again and we'll see what we can get next time. We still have more to do. We're not done. I just mix them in with my other ones now.
Nice. Nice. Escanto, I think you said you were 27, right?
Am I missing questions?
Escanto wants to know how old you are. JRC,
I'm 27.
J-Rec just wants to know why you're so cool.
I was actually made in a laboratory, born this way. They injected me with horse semen at the age of like 3, and I think I just came out like this.
Part horse makes you fucking rad.
Yeah, I'm part horse semen, not horse. We didn't actually get the full horse, just the semen part. So I'm semen guy.
Part seahorse?
Yeah.
Or part seaman horse, like a part... Like a man, like someone was like already a seahorse man, and then you are now like a seaman horse, but half man.
I don't
man.
Mean it in a sexual way. I mean it like, what's that horse doing riding that boat? He's a seaman, you know? So I'm part horsey man, and then I'm part me, and then we just kind of evolved over time together.
Becca's out. Becca was like, I can't even.
Hey, get back here. Get over here.
Just listen.
You want this. This is what you say. What is my dialect?
What? I think Eskento, are you a fish with a freaky face, or a horse with a freaky fish face, or a person with a freaky horse face? I think we're all persons.
I think
we're all persons, guys.
Freaky face, or a horse with a freaky fish face, or a person with a freaky horse face. Shit, I don't even. I'm a fish with a freaky face. Except I can't really swim. So I'm a shit fish. I'm a shit fish. All of the above.
That's where the man part comes in. Because if you couldn't walk and you couldn't swim, it'd be real fucking awkward.
Yeah, it's like a Little Mermaid.
She can't walk or swim?
Yeah, well, she couldn't walk at the beginning, and then she couldn't swim at the end. So technically, I'm still right.
Yes, you win.
I win. She might have been able to swim at the end. I don't know. I never asked her.
All of the above.
What was the question? What are we talking about?
There was a question about your dialect. Why are you so awesome? Led us to your part.
Fishyman. I don't know. I just say shit and hope it comes out cool. You know, I hope for the best. And then once we get there, like it's all good. And then I guess I'm English, English U.S.
Eskento wants to know where you're from. Central was like, I think the closest we'll just establish is your address is. No, I'm kidding.
I am from Central Standard Time, the Midwest of America.
Yeah. The Midwest.
Yeah, he's trying to pinpoint my location.
Yeah, he's trying to find you.
Knows where I am.
Oh no, I'm pretty open about like where I'm from. I don't like to call people out about where they're from, but I am like open. I did find out.
Look at her just call me out. Oh, Illinois, shit. There you go. Yes, I'm from Illinois. Boom. Thanks, Max.
I'm from Iowa, so we're like right next to each other. Yeah,
we are like right next to each other. We got that farmland.
We're like there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're like brothers.
Yeah. We are brothers. We're related this whole time, haven't we?
Can you not tell?
Yeah.
I think we look very, very similar. If Twins. I were here, let me just take off the glasses.
I'd put mine on, but they're broken. So.
Oh. Same beard.
Same beard. Close. Yeah. Yeah.
If I was to shave a little bit more, you know, it'd be a little bit nicer. But
if I were to trim this up a bit, yeah.
I didn't have to impress him.
It's a popular Midwest look, I think. I think.
That's yeah, the goatee.
Yeah,
I think it's a popular look for people who can't go full beards. I think that's where we're at.
That's true.
I don't want to branch myself in with the rest of the demographic, but I definitely cannot grow a full beard myself. So this is what I do.
This grows in nice and thick, but then once this starts coming in, it just starts going out. Like it doesn't fill in; it just goes out.
Ooh, you need some beard stuff. Look,
I'm not doing it. I gave up. I grow enjoy out the beard. How I look.
Grow out the soul patch.
I wanted to over winter, but
the soul patch.
No, the beard.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant the soul patch. Like, that's not
this part gets super fucking cold over winter, just right here.
You get some cold ass winters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you close to a lake?
Yeah, well, Michigan.
We don't have anything too big. I'm like over by us.
I'm like 40 minutes away from Chicago, so like it's the wind chill is like nuts.
I almost got to move to Chicago once many years ago. However, I couldn't afford to live. Like, I got accepted to like an art school, and I couldn't afford to go to
City's
said
super
art school.
Expensive.
Yeah. They wanted me to live in a skyscraper, and I was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, it's super expensive out there. It's like really shitty for like how much it costs. Answer these questions here.
Best Sonic character, favorite.
I gotta start with what artists inspire you, because that's like totally my alley and my ballpark.
That's a good one, yeah.
Alex Party is my absolute favorite artist of all time. If you guys don't know who he is, he's beautiful. He's like what style is geared off of. He's just a great, 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 great man. Other people like I look at a lot of like people who draw like cartoonized people, I guess, like Lolish and like Dave Greco, I think his name is Dave Greco. And there's some cool ones, like Skinner is sweet. And I gotta sneeze. Save for the sneeze. That's pretty much like my main influences. So like, if you look at any of those guys, they draw some weird things. Alex Pardee is pretty much where my art is the direction that it's gone. He's super awesome. I would definitely recommend checking him out. He's a great guy too. So yeah, but I look at a lot of stuff that I can't do, like draw people, and like landscapes are super fucking pretty, and I cannot draw landscapes for the life of me. So you guys get monsters on the daily basis, and I try to draw all these other things that I just have no idea. And that's my life.
This is Deadpool, guys. If someone asked me what this is behind me.
Yeah, the figure behind you is Deadpool without his mask on.
Yeah, no mask Deadpool. A friend of mine gave that to me for the stream, and I was like, I have a shelf of shit that I just throw all my stuff on so people can see. I feel like I'm too lazy to do green screening.
Yeah, no. You're fine.
I used to, but then my wife was like, that's ugly. Please get rid of it. And I was like, all right, I'll work on that. Bits. Thanks, S. Kento.
Oh, super nice. Cheers.
Yeah.
I have like a thing where I don't like green screens, and I don't know why, but I think they're impersonal. And I feel like you having that cool thing in the back, like nobody would have asked you what's behind you if you know you would have had a green screen up there. They wouldn't have seen that Deadpool statue.
Right.
That's part of you now. That's your character.
See? See, I like that. And it gives me an opportunity to kind of make use of these things behind me. And now I can put green light behind me. Like, there's a lot of personality there. Like, it's... And you've got... Okay, what are your colors? What do you got behind you?
Purple.
Okay.
It's just purple. I'm a purple man. This is all purple back here.
Okay. Okay, what is... Deadpool's inside you. No, thanks, Becca.
Deep.
Someone put this out. What is the most humiliating point in your life? That is a really random question, J-Rec. I feel like J-Rec might know something.
No. Most humiliating part of my life. God, it's like the whole thing. Except for like recently, like my life's been pretty awesome. But like, I don't know.
You feel like popular? That's the stick.
So like the whole beginning of my life was super like humiliating.
Oh. I don't know. I think you have to like, I've learned a long time ago that you have to humiliate yourself.
Oh, 100%. You know,
like it's a part of the process and the magic. What did you see, Becca? You said I saw that, Jay. That was, what did you see?
You probably did something crazy, like scratch your balls, like touch your nose. You got signs. I don't know. She sees all.
I did this.
All seeing eye.
What is your day job? I don't know if that's.
I work in marketing for X-ray manufacturing plant. So I do brochures, and I work on 3D models, and I color things, and I write, and I do the website, and I work just in marketing. So I do Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that in my company. And it taught me a lot about how to do Instagram and Facebook and Twitter in my life.
Okay. So how do you...
It's like super cool.
So we can move this on to... It'll be the final question in theory, but not the finish. I did punch my mic. I punch my mic all the fucking time. But what advice do you have for like aspiring streamers? And like, so if you're talking marketing specifically, do you have any advice in marketing? Like, you know, hitting up Twitter... Hitting up Instagram, that type of stuff.
I have found, when I started streaming, like I was just like, okay, people are going to find me by myself. I'm going to just sit there and I'm going to hang out and I'm going to stream and I'm going to see what happens. And people would come in and people would like come in for a second. They'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And then like some people would stay and some people would leave. But like back then I didn't use social media. So all of my like advertising from stream came directly from the stream. I would say that Discord started off great, and Discord was like the way to do it. So if you had like a Discord, you can talk to people, and it like created like these wonderful, wonderful bonds between you and friends. It's how I met Becca. I joined communities and stuff like that back in the day, and it's been like probably the greatest things ever. But like for like a networking point of view, past Discord and meeting people and meeting friends and stuff like that on Discord, Twitter is like the way to go. I have found that Twitter has been the most beneficial thing for my stream. And if you're going to network and you're going to try and do it, just all you got to do is talk to people on Twitter. It doesn't matter. If you post something and someone comments on it, say, hey, how you doing? Talk to them back, because they're just people and they're just there to talk to you. So essentially, just talk to people like you would normally. And that's like the only advice that you need to do anything.
That is,
of course, you got to not be a douchebag, but
yeah, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, I guess that's the main rule. Don't be a dick. You're not a dick. You're good to go. Unless you're Keem. Keem's an asshole, but God, people love Keem.
So I think there's an interesting, I think if you commit to it, if you are open to it and you commit to it, this idea, I think someone said like they use the term edgelord. Just kind of being a dick about things, but it has to be a part of your brand and it has to be something that you commit to. And unfortunately, like, I've tried to think of like, oh, how do I do that? And I fucking can't. Like, I can't be an asshole to that level. Like, to a memorable, committable level that someone would be like, I'm going to follow that person. They said a dickish thing that's like hilarious.
Yeah, some people are like, you're really mean to people, but like, they're super nice. You can tell they're super nice, and that's like what attracts people. But like, if you're 100% a dick, you will turn away everybody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless you're there to attract more dicks.
I think you purposely have to be a dick.
Dicks are gross.
Dicks are gross.
Dicks are ugly motherfuckers. I don't know if you can swear on this channel, and I'm super sorry.
You can.
I've been swearing so much.
There's a thing you have to be like, I mean, it says, are you 18? And then you click. And if you're not 18, that's on you. It's not on me. You know?
There you go. It doesn't matter anymore. We're past that.
You clicked the thing saying you're 18.
You gave consent, you mother.
Yeah. After that, I don't give a fuck. Someone comes in and be like, you were cussing in front of my kid. Like, I'm sorry, your kid clicked the I'm 18 button, so your kid's a goddamn liar.
Dad, he was legal. Yeah. He's an asshole.
Yeah. It's his fault, not mine. You should have been.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I can't get my finger in the screen. There we go.
Just tweet at people, though. That's my advice. Tweet at people.
Yeah,
stream.
I noticed.
If you're gonna stream and you want to stream, stream. Just do it. Screw it. What does it matter? Don't be afraid. Don't be nervous. Hit the live button. Just hit the live button. Everything works out. Like, I was super nervous before this. We went live and I'm good to go. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Shit works out.
So we got into the conversation earlier about
was the dick thing.
No, the gremlins. We're talking about the technology gremlins.
You've been having difficulties?
You've been streaming for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
What kind of hurdles have you overcome technology wise? Like, do you have anything memorable? I love talking tech, by the way, but you don't have to be super informed. I mean, what kind of hurdles? Like,
gosh.
What have you grown from? I mean, I see you've got like some really dope ass lights behind you. They look like they're just wrapped around. Is that a door?
Yeah, they are. This is my closet. I don't have a cool room. I just have a nice looking light system behind me.
You do. Like, your lighting is beautiful.
So I have a turtle, and I used to have a different room in this house. And my turtle used to be in the same room. So back in the day, I used to have that. I would stream. The stream behind me would have my wardrobe. I always had it open. It didn't matter what it was. It was never closed. And you could see my bed. And you could always hear my turtle tank, like, no matter what I did. So the sound was just really crappy. And we've upgraded so much in the stream to, like, make it, like, presentable. Like, I have a ring light. I have a better microphone. I have a stream deck. I've got lights. I've got good lighting. It's important. I have a better webcam. My computer's gone through, like, 19 upgrades just to make things work. It's just, like, it's cool, but like, it's things that I would do normally in life. Like, I would want to have a better mic to talk to my friends online. I guess the stream deck is, you're pointless, but I love you, you know? I don't really use it for anything.
Well, I have the touch portal on my phone.
Okay. That's the same shit.
Button. I use the clip button more than anything now, and it stopped working the other day, and I got infuriated. Because then I had to go through my VODs and clip shit that I wanted to have clipped, because I was like, I hit that clip button. I want it clipped now.
Hell yeah. Like, you gotta go back. Do the thing where you have a marker and then just go back later. Oh, I guess you could just use the clip button. Never mind. You do what you gotta do, man. Yeah, whatever works. I don't clip any of my stuff. Nobody clips anything for me either, so it doesn't even matter.
Well, that's why nobody will clip it for me. I'm like, you know what? If I think it's kind of funny, I'll clip it, and then if I think it's worthy, I'll whip it up into something later. But
what I have realized, and hear me out here, it's gonna sound weird, but I am too funny that it is impossible to pick out what to clip.
You are too funny to clip.
So I just highlight things. I'm too funny to clip. Nobody knows what's Boom. Funny and not because I'm hilarious.
You're too funny to clip.
I'm the funniest guy.
In the
I'm
world.
I'm too funny to clip. In the world. How do you,
okay, so here's another question. How do you do those speed, when you do your speed drawings,
yeah.
when you put them up on Twitter, are yeah. those, are those like something that you, like, do you do, is that from your Twitch like VODs, or how do you do that? Like,
no,
is that something you just do in your free time and then you put that out there?
That's something I do in my free time.
Okay.
I haven't streamed in a while, so this is super weird that I'm doing a stream interview when you should probably ask me more art questions if you're gonna do it, to be honest.
I have all the questions.
You guys want to know anything about art, definitely ask me, because I'm definitely the guy for that. I haven't streamed in a smidge. So when I started doing time lapses, a couple friends were telling me to do them, and they said that that would be probably the best way to do things. If I wanted to get my art out there and wanted to advertise my art, it would be to do it on Twitter. So I started doing, I have a, my mascot's name is Gus, and Gus is an adorable little baby goblin, if you've seen him. He looks like this. He's the cutest motherfucker ever. I think it went up. I don't know if it went up already, but there. This is Gus. And, essentially what it started out as is on my overlay, I have a thing where you can command in chat, and then the command in chat changes the image on the thing. So I have like, God, how many do we have, guys? We have like 16 Gus's now in there, and they're all different things depending on the mood. And so I do these small Gus drawings, and then I started to do time-lapse Gus drawings, and I started to put them on Twitter. So the first drawings that you guys will have ever seen on Twitter were time-lapse Gus's. And they're just different things. Like, I make him like Pennywise the Clown. I made him like Iron Man before. I've made him like a pirate. And I just dress him up. He's like my dress-up character at this point. We make him as a sweet-ass zombie. But, like, so much has changed with that. And the time lapse has essentially grown. When I originally did them, I would do them on stream. I would then cut my VOD. I would speed up that VOD using, like, Premiere or, like, HitFilm Pro or anything like that. And then I upload them to Twitter. And then I bought an iPad Pro, and the iPad Pro is what I use now. So I use it with Procreate. Procreate has a built-in time-lapse function, so I can draw something, and then it'll play it back to me. I can export it, and then I can upload those directly to Twitter. So I do them in my free time at night because it's easier, and I don't have to worry about chat getting in the way. If I was to draw something, it would take me anything like – it takes me like an hour to do like a time-lapse, an hour to 2 hours, depending on how much I care about it. And – if I was to do it on stream, that's like a 5-hour stream, obviously, because I'm talking. I'm very interactive as a streamer. I interact with chat more than any art streamer probably that exists in the world. And I don't know, if I was to do it, it would just take me so much longer. Just so much longer. We have 18 Gus faces up in chat. Thank you, Aqua. You are best mod. We don't have mood here, though. I know. We do have Procreate now. And Procreate just does it essentially for me for the time-lapse part. It's like impossible to add music, or else I would. I've tried so much.
To add, like, just so you don't
have a background track. Yeah, just something.
You don't edit it or anything, or
no, I don't have to. Super easy.
I feel like you could put like a little background track in there if you wanted to, like, just pop.
I would
into,
love.
Like...
It's so hard though. It's so hard to put the background track in, like, on the iPad. It's just like ridiculous. So I gotta put it to my. So I can upload it directly from my iPad. Or if I wanted to add music, I'd have to send it to my computer, edit it on my computer, resend it to Twitter, and it's just like so much longer.
That is effort.
I do it at like 10 p.m. at night, so I'm like tired as hell by the end of it.
All my clips that I put up, which I'm going fucking supernova here soon, just putting up a lot at one time. Yeah, I'm doing about 3 clips a day now, probably.
Okay.
Which is a lot, like 21 clips a week. I don't even want to think of how many. That's 84 a month.
Look at him doing quick math.
Yeah, doing math. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the Deem stream. How you doing, Chris? Hey, buddy. That's that is our resident Norm. Chris Goodrich pops in from time to time. He will. Okay, so actually, real quick, I'm going to do this. Guys, if you haven't followed Ga.
Me.
I'm Ga.
Follow that link. Go follow Ga. Is that,
ask
is
me.
That working as a link? Yeah, go follow Ga, guys. If you haven't gone to follow Ga, go and follow Ga. He streams from time to time. If you haven't followed him on Twitter, go to follow him on Twitter. He's also got a ton of really cool shit on there that he does.
Time to time. I stream occasionally.
Well, you're like, you're just very like, I don't
know. I'm
very
active on Twitter.
If you, you're very much, you're doing good. Good, Chris. We miss you. Chris is like, Chris always makes jokes about how he sleeps in the bush next to my house because he lives like 30 minutes from me.
He probably does.
So we're hopefully going to have a fun advertisement about that. But he got really jealous when I got a dog because my dog sleeps under the bush now. He was like, what the hell? So guys, if you have a good, go follow Ga at those channels as soon as you can. Do it right now. I don't even care. You can watch the rest of this like
VOD. Do it right now.
Do it now. Go follow Ga.
Do it right now.
If you haven't. And if you have, go unfollow and then follow Ga. Like immediately. We wanna just spam him with follows in like 1 minute. Just
yes.
Do it.
Spam me with follows.
I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you too.
We dare you. So okay, so we had a whole bunch of we had a whole bunch, we had best pencil shade. That was a question that popped up.
2H.
2H, cool. I don't know.
Thin. Nice thin 2H. Good for line work. 2B for shading.
Apparently you have a foot cam, but not a turtle cam.
So I had a foot cam.
You had a foot cam.
Yeah. So
were your shoes
like,
that cool?
No. They weren't. So the story that essentially would conspire from it was, as I was mentioning earlier, I used to do Friday drunk streams, and we called it FUF. And FUF stands for... It originally used to stand for Fucked Up Fortnite Fridays. And I would play with like three people, and then we were like, fuck Fortnite on Fridays. Fafan. Fafaf? I don't know. And then we changed it back, we didn't really change it. It's still FUF, and it stands for Fucked Up Friday with Friends. And we haven't done it in a little bit, but I would get really, 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 really abnormally shit-faced on Fridays. I've puked way too many times in this bathroom right here to my right. Unfortunately.
What was your drink of choice?
I like gin. I drink a lot of beer.
You are a hardened man.
I don't want to die. Yeah, we used to get
you
really
are a hardened man. If you
I
like
used to
gin.
Work in retail, and retail every Friday. the way this started, let me tell you, we had Friday trucks, and I used to work at a Best Buy, and we were like completely understaffed, and we used to have Friday trucks, and on Friday trucks, I would come in at like 3 p.m. and I'd be there until like 12 a.m. So I'd work like 9-hour days lifting boxes and shit like that off truck, and it like everybody I worked with was so incompetent, and I would like get home and I'd be like, yep, we're gonna get shit-faced in stream. So we get shit-faced in stream, and we would play really, really stupid games. And one Friday I didn't do it with friends, but I ended up playing House Flipper, and I got really, really, really drunk. I puked this night, definitely puked this night.
By yourself? I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, I puked by myself. You gotta puke by yourself, man. You don't want to puke with people. That's just fucking weird. So, I have two cameras.
Nobody holds your hair or anything, you know?
Nobody held my hair. It was ridiculous. So, I have two cams. I have two Live 6920s that I use, and I essentially got... I was drinking beer this night, so I attached this second cam to... like the lip of the beer bottle. So as I would drink, it would look like it was chewing into my mouth. So the second cam would be like, oh, it'd be coming at me. You know, it'd be really gross. Nobody would want to see it, but everybody loved it. And that was like my main camera. And I must've like went to sleep or something like that with making that my main camera. So at the end of the night, I threw it on the ground and it positioned towards my feet. So the next stream that I did was the next day, and I was completely sober and had completely forgotten about what I had done that night. And I go into my big cam, and my big cam is what normally shows my face, and this time it just shows my feet. So it's them, the start of this foot cam thing, and everybody wanted to see this foot cam thing, and it's like one of my main clips is foot cam, and it's like one of my most viewed clips, and it's disturbing how many people like foot cam. So we made it a thing for a bit, and then it spammed to all hell. Becca, she spammed it to all hell, so I got rid of it. So basically, I didn't have it on a timer, and it just kept going foot cam, foot cam.
So I don't know how this happened to me, but I mean, it's interesting. Like, you have to, like, okay, so I'm going to open this premise. I always thought that I would never have the opportunities a boobie streamer would have.
Yeah, okay? Just show your boobies.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, I'm a large dude. I'm not sure.
Yeah, nah.
I never thought anybody would be like, hey, I should watch that. But somehow on Instagram, I got put into the bear community.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know what bears are, they're large, hairy.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Gay gentlemen.
I'm up.
Someone sent me a message. And he was like, hey, man, just letting you know, like, that you're a handsome dude. I know you're a straight married man. However, that makes you more attractive to me. And I'm like, all right. Thanks. And then he says to me, just so you know, I think you'd be huge in the bear community if you took your shirt off and streamed with your shirt off. And I was like, what? And so I think it could blow up. I think foot camming is your
great
thing. What?
No, dude, you should get some. Bear it up.
No, I'm not going to bear it up. I it's not my thing, you know?
Apparently, I'm an otter.
Are you an otter?
Ascanto is telling
my
me
coworker told me that one. I said something about a bear, and my coworker was like, I'm more of an otter. And I'm like, okay. And then
I don't know what that is.
My boss popped his head out and he goes, oh, are you talking Harry Potter right now? And we were like, yes.
I'm a Potter. You're a wizard, Harry.
Just a skinnier bear. Shit. That's what an otter would be, I think. Yeah.
Roar!
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, but I thought it was an interesting thing, but it's the internet kind of like taking something and just running with it, you know, going your own way.
Fuck it. You are a bear, man. I think, I don't know.
I don't, well, I'm not going to be streaming with my shirt off. I don't think, I just not my thing, you know?
You just can't show nips. That's all you got, man.
Can you
can just dance.
You can't show nips, like even if you're a man?
No. There's no nips. Wait, actually,
on Twitch? You can, I don't know.
I think you have to. How does it work now? When can you show nips?
I don't bat any which way, Chris. I bat one very specific way, but someone just wanted me to take my shirt off on stream. And I just said, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm not going to, but I just thought it was interesting. I've never put myself into that position of a boobie streamer. Like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I bet if I did this for 6 months, I'd be having D-pics in my...
Oh, 100%, yeah. Man. You would be getting all the D-picks.
I'd be getting all the D-picks.
Oh, my God. You'd be swimming in dicks.
I'd be swimming in dicks.
And that's
and
like,
if someone,
not every man's fantasy, but...
And if someone sent it to me, or if someone sends me, like, booby pics, I'd be like, listen here. I'm offended. I am getting unwarranted titty pics, and I am not happy.
When you receive titty pics, you'd just be like, show me your dick now.
Yeah. Where's your
Let's
dick?
Let's see that.
This is a dick-only stream.
Yeah, I don't want these messages up in chat. I want to see your penis.
I just thought it was interesting. Like, it came across my mind. I was like, what the hell? Like, I've just never thought, like, oh, man. So the internet, like, the foot cam thing, I'm like, it's the internet just running away again. That's what I was thinking
100%.
Of. That's why we went on this spew. I was like, internet's running away. They're on that foot cam.
We just did a charity stream where I put on more clothes for every dollar donated.
That would kill me.
Yeah,
just because it gets hot in here.
Shirts by the end of it.
Proud feet.
So,
enjoy your feet, guys.
Enjoy your feet.
Enjoy your feet. That would kill me if I were to try and do like more clothes. It would get so hot.
Oh, I was dying.
Yeah.
It was like midnight. I was like sweating my balls off. They're like, no fan. Don't turn on your fan. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die.
I will die.
I'm literally, I couldn't like sweat out of my body anymore from up top, from like the torso. I was like sweating out of my legs, and I didn't even know my legs could sweat.
Like, were you, I mean, were you wearing more than one pair of pants, or were you not even wearing pants?
No, 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 only shirts. Only I had 19 shirts on. Just so I'm sweating out of like places just I could sweat. I was like, you could like, I started off the stream so like hyper, like so happy. So let's like get this, let's do it. And by the end of it, I'm like, when is this going to end? It hasn't been 2 hours yet.
For every dollar you put on a shirt.
No, for every $5.
Okay. I was like, I was like, that's nuts. If someone puts $100 in there, I don't know.
Yeah, no. $5. We put on a shirt and I wore 19 shirts. And I sweat out of my legs.
And by the end, you were a bear.
And by the end, I was nothing because I sweat out all my body fat.
Sweat it all out of here. Oh, man.
I used to be a bear.
You used to be a bear. And then this is the whole story. This is how you became.
Yeah, this is where I am now. This is what's up.
Where you are now.
What's up, guys?
Fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Ah, good question.
Yeah, we just really.
I don't know what the question was, but I think
something about the foot cam. I had to ask about
foot cam. Yes, ask me whatever question you want, man. If you got weird questions, throw them up my way. I like weird questions.
I don't know.
Anybody can ask something weird. Weird questions. That's my forte.
What if I have no feet and they are just stubs where my ankles are? I don't know, Chris.
Probably with your feet.
You would be. Like footless.
You wouldn't have ankles.
Yeah. What's your art fantasy? Do you have an ankle? Wouldn't have... If your foot is gone,
What's
do you have an ankle?
Art fantasy? What does it mean? Like, she takes me home? Like, what kind of fantasy are we talking here?
Like a little Jack and Rose situation, except reverse, you know?
Girl, okay. Hey, you Bex, can I paint you like one of my French girls?
Laying out, just, you know, doing it.
Ah, yeah, I want to body paint her. But I want to body paint her like Papa Smurf. That's my art fantasy. Nothing is hotter than your girlfriend just fucking painted like Papa Smurf. Not the girl Smurf, Papa. Yeah, I'm giving you the hat too.
Are you gonna like okay?
Her beard.
So wearing like a white wig, or are you going to dye white?
I'm gonna get her a beard.
Yeah, but what about the hair? Papa Smurf has hair. Does Papa Smurf have hair?
Papa Smurf has... No, Papa Smurf doesn't have hair. He's got a red hat. Doesn't he have a beard?
That's a great question. I've never seen it. You have to Google Papa Smurf.
I have to Google Papa Smurf now. Yeah, he's got a red hat and he's got a beard.
Okay. But he doesn't have hair.
For anybody confused, he probably has hair under the red hat, but I don't got to worry about it. Smurfette, the only girl Smurf, I think. Yeah, Smurfette was the only girl surrounded by like 100 other Smurfs. It was real weird.
We've gotten so specific on Papa Smurf.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm highly impressed.
I've been literally, so basically what I do in the morning is I wake up and I look at pictures of Papa Smurf.
Oh, okay.
And I try to, I paint the vision, you know, like I make sure I can see it and visualize it in my head. So when I finally, when I see Becca again, you know, just see her, I'm going to paint her just perfect. Like a masterpiece. And we're going to go to TwitchCon. Bex, you cool about going to TwitchCon as Papa Smurf?
So you're going to paint on her. I thought you were going to paint like on a canvas.
No, I'm painting her.
Papa Smurf. You're going to paint her
physically.
She's going to
be Papa Smurf. Yeah.
How long do you think you're going to have to sit still for that? That's a great question. Yeah. She was up to Bex planning on it.
Body paint. JJ, what would you like me to body paint you as? Let's ask you some questions.
I would like
body paint this one man.
I would like to be like the kids with the drawn on abs and muscles when they're wearing the Hulk suit. I want that body painted onto my body. Like
easy. What was that? What was that? I don't know if you saw it. What was that one movie where they made fun of 300?
Where they made fun? I don't know what it was, but I know what you're talking about.
Where they had that guy where he painted on his abs with spray tan? Yeah, we should do that.
Well, so I was just watching a video the other day. Is apparently Meet the Spartans, that's what it was.
Meet the Spartans, yes.
Apparently they did, what they did was they still were incredibly ripped gentlemen, but to make them look even more ripped, they had added sort of a spray tan that accented their abs more.
For the real movie?
For the actual 300, they added a tan like that, like went in, contouring. They sprayed in the contouring to add like a shading to their abs to make them look even more cut.
Tricky fuck. This is why women's cheekbones are so large. It's contouring, guys. It's tricky.
Goddamn. Sometimes you're like walking up to a lady and you're like, them some nice cheekbones. And then you get up to her and you're like, ah, I've been tricked.
Again.
So many times. London. All the contouring.
She doesn't even have cheeks.
She uses like my cheeks and then they're just like shaded.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Oh, damn. But no, that's what they did with the abs and stuff. It was very interesting.
That's some tricky shit, man.
But I want painted like the Hulk's body onto my body. Just that would be hilarious.
You want him green?
Yeah, I want to be green, and then I want the contouring. Green? I want all that contouring on the uni-ab, but make them look like abs.
Got it.
And then
I can do that for you.
Contouring the muscles and the bingo wings, you know, to look like big muscles.
I mean, you're
probably
only like 4 hours away. I'll be over in a minute. I'll bring my green.
I'll wake up tomorrow. I just hear. I'm like, what's up? And you're like, hey, man, I am ready. It's like,
Hulk paint.
I'm going to work. I don't know what you're doing. I was going to paint you. How we talk about this? I was super excited.
You know, Becca.
I don't think Becca's down. That we're magic. Now what do we do? Oh, Aqua's saying they found out that we're magic. Now what do we do?
Oh, I don't know. Hide.
Oh, Aqua. Okay, I get it. I understand.
About the contouring. Yeah. They know about the contouring. We know. They know
out.
We know.
We figured
we
it
know
out.
At this point.
We're dead
we
tomorrow.
Out life.
We're dead tomorrow.
Yeah, they probably can't. 100% dead.
Like, you figured it out. We must kill you.
Yeah. Illuminati.
Oh, man, Illuminati. Okay, well, I have had probably the... I've had some of the best times talking to you, Gah.
Listen to everybody.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it.
Just like leave.
Go smoke a cigarette. I have had the best time, but I gotta go actually cook dinner. My wife's coming home.
Oh, no worries, man.
I don't have food on that table. She's gonna be like,
drying tomatoes. I remember.
Yeah, my wife's gonna be like, bitch, what were you doing while I was at work? And I'd be like, yeah, you know. So I'm gonna go finish dinner. But God, thank you so much for dropping in. Guys, God, anything you want to tell everybody before you leave? Is there anything you just want to like kind of final note?
No.
That's a lot of pressure. No.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah,
that
don't
was
be a dick.
The lesson of this entire stream
That's
was.
That's the takeaway.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. They're gross.
Dicks are
if
gross.
If you've learned anything, it's that.
Dicks are gross.
Dicks are gross. That's what I'm taking you away with. Dicks are gross.
Dicks are gross.
End it. Cut stream, Jay. Let's go.
All right, guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys have a great day. So go follow Ga. Hit him up on Twitter. Hit him up on Twitch. Catch him anytime he's live. Do me that huge favor. If you guys are bored, we're going to have this interview up later on YouTube here soon. So if you're watching this live, this is going to be up on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and CastBox if that's your speed. So we're going to be on all those podcasting platforms. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be live with the awesome Zalthara. We're going to be playing Don't Starve Together, which is one of my favorite games of all time. Zalthara is one of my favorite people of all time. And she was actually the first person I've ever interviewed long, long time ago.
Awesome.
6 or 8 months ago. I don't know. we'll be back tomorrow. But go and catch Ga. And we'll see you guys again. Thank you guys so much for joining. And God, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A wonderful day. And I'll see you guys next time. Guys, welcome to the Deem Stream. Describe your stream in 5 sentences. We're funny.
Ah, you bitch!
Let me start by saying I love my wife, but she needs to leave me alone. Hey, I found a cookie.
We do interviews. Oh, awesome, so, dude. We do buddy streams.
I guess I probably don't need the shovel anymore. Inconspicuous.
You're getting really good at the shooting.
I'm a murderous bastard.
Murderous bastard. We do retro streams.
Woo! Got it. Beat the game. Got him.
Woo! Pretty green. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Central here on the Dean Stream.